With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
She's here. She's in the house. She's ready to go. What has you most fired up today? What has you just ready to grab this microphone, seize it, and start spewing adjectives, adverbs, nouns, verbs?
The nonsense that is coming our way in 2020 with the food trends. Have you enjoyed this list that I sent you?
I looked at it early, and I'm going to it again right now. Let's go over it. You got it in front of you?
Whole Foods put out their list, and then it was publicized. Here's what makes me so mad. All right, everybody, get ready for a whole bunch of malarkey and fraud coming your way in 2020, because the new thing is going to be novel sugars. Are you such a sucker that you believe there's some metabolic difference between getting your sugar from sugar beets, getting your sugar from sugar cane, or that there's going to be like $40 a pound sugar from carrots? Sugar from, what do you think would be the most ridiculous thing you could get sugar from? It'd be like parsley. That's where this is going.
Doesn't seem possible.
You just put anything through enough machines and you can turn it into sugar, except Dan Cook. I mean, anything except certain individuals.
Yeah, well, no, he's...
And so that's what's coming our way. What's also coming our way is more of this plant-based food. I am really getting to the point where I just feel very angry about plant food in general, because it's just nothing. It's flour. It's just different kinds of flour and vegetable oil and sugar reformed and then turned into burgers and taco meat and this, that, and the other thing. And all of these dummies from the universe of PETA, from different kind of green organizations, which you'd think I like these people. I'm an organic diehard. And they just have this idea that if we eat enough soy hot dogs, that the planet will be saved. It will not.
Okay, but some are doing it to save the planet. There's no doubt. I feel like that they on their own, that they're going to do it. Others feel like, for their own health,
such bad science.
If it's a balance,
it's such bad. Nobody. Here's the thing: is that if you're selling dairy milk, just straight up, it's milk from a cow, and we can talk about this at length. There's nobody in your corner saying like, "Oh, it's good for you," because people have been saying it's good for you for thousands of years. That's why we learned how to domesticate animals. That's why the human genome has altered itself like a dozen times. They've figured out so that we can process dairy milk as adults. It's, you know, the idea, and nobody makes money. Nobody has a patent on a cow. Nobody has, you know, has cornered the market. There's infinite competition, and there's nobody there. But if you put your label on something, you're like, oh, I made milk out of oats. I made milk out of quinoa. Then all of a sudden, it's this thing, and you can kind of make all these health claims and health benefits and all this stuff on it. There's no evidence that if you put oats in water that you've made milk and that it's good for your body. You're just eating a different kind of carbohydrate slurry.
I feel like I'm talking to Carter here, the old person who's saying, I don't want to accept anything different. So I'm joking about that. But, okay, so you're saying if it's someone who, let's say they have 6 burgers a month, okay? 4 are traditional burgers, and 2, they're trying this as an alternative. They're just wasting their time with these other 2.
Yeah. My only solace at this point is the idea that we've only got about 18 months till this bubble moves through the system and people realize that they didn't lose weight. That's what's always, I think, is the kind of secret engine of the system, is that people think, like, oh, I'm going to lose some weight if I do this. And once we get that 18 months through the system, I believe a lot of this will be gone. Because remember, gluten-free and grain, what was it, wheat belly and all that stuff, and people were just like losing wheat left and right. Mm-hmm. How long did that take to really work through the culture? Would you say 2 years, 4 years?
I think people are still trying the gluten-free now.
There are actual people that need, you know, that have Crohn's disease or have some kind of gluten intolerance. But no, the massive, you know, everybody needs a gluten-free crust, it's over.
Okay, but the carb situation, because a lot of people are running from carbs. Are those folks also fools for doing that?
No, that's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Running from carbs, you're not, you know, turning everything into a plant milk and a plant burger and a plant, you know, and these. And what I don't like about it is, you know, you take the basic Michael Pollan advice of eat more simply, eat more plants. He did not mean eat more flour, oil, slurry, turned into lumps. What he meant was have some arugula, have some broccoli. You want to eat more plants, do that. Like, eat more actual plants. But if you want to just keep turning different parts of your diet into flour and into, you know, pesticide and fertilizer intensive croplands, no, that's not good for the environment, and it's not good for your human body.
All right, let me get to a couple texts here. The dairy industry has massive, and massive is capitalized with every letter, amounts of people and dollars in their corner supporting dairy sales.
I have been in this industry for 25 years or something at this point. I have never heard of an actual person making a buck from dairy farms, except for a couple, you know, farmers at Land O'Lakes or whatever. There is no this idea that this big dairy, they have accomplished nothing. There are half as many dairy farms as there were in Minnesota and Iowa 10 years ago. So big dairy is a myth that is put out there by I don't know who. I see no evidence of it. And
well, is it possible, though, that you have this industry that's trying to push it, but because people are looking at these other alternatives, it doesn't matter how effective they think they might be with this push? It's not working.
Who cares about that stupid milk mustache? I think it is the most ineffective program I've ever seen. Have you ever seen anyone see a Got Milk poster and then drink milk because of it? It has nothing. There's nothing there. There is a dairy checkoff program. I think it's totally ineffective and should be reformed, and it's not in the best interest of farmers.
All right. Let's go to the next one here. What is wrong with you? And this is you.
Me personally?
Yes.
So much.
The number one reason that people are vegetarians is because of animal cruelty. But I guess you just love going to Bacon Fest every year.
I do love going to Bacon Fest. That's not a...
I could go for some bacon right now, actually.
You know, I am not for animal cruelty. I am wildly against
hot take.
Animal cruelty. Animal cruelty happens in badly run organizations. I am against, you know, intensive caged farm operations. They are bad. I am for small family farms. I am for a realistic reckoning with human health and the way that human bodies work. Humans are 200,000 years old. Crop agriculture is 10,000 years old. There is no vegan culture. There is no third, fifth generation vegan society. We need animal fats inside our skulls, our whole bunch of fats. And that's where you get them from other animal fats. So if you go to, people always say like, oh, well, if you look at the Indian subcontinent, people are vegetarian. Well, they're vegetarian, but they eat tons and tons and tons and tons of dairy. So you want to be a vegetarian, you can be a healthy vegetarian if you're eating things like milk and eggs. You can be a healthy vegetarian if you're eating fish. Most of the Pacific cultures where people say, oh, everyone's a vegetarian in Japan. Well, they're eating a ton of animal fats. They're just getting them from the ocean.
One more item here on this list from Whole Foods. Rethinking the kids menu.
Well, I mean, you know, if the rethinking is of the kids menu is we're going to get kids to eat vegetables, I'm all for it. if rethinking the kids menu is we're going to have proprietary dinosaur-shaped quinoa nuggets, then we really are not rethinking the kids menu. And I'm sure that's where this is going, because so much of this
quinoa
is
quinoa nuggets.
What can we put our name on? What can we put spurious health claims on? And what can we sell to people that have this? Everybody in America has this kind of vaguely Puritan ghost in the machine where you kind of think that if you enjoy something, then it must be bad for you and you shouldn't eliminate it and that'd be good for you in the long run. There's no evidence to that.
I knew I'd get you going. I mean, seriously, I said, what's going to get you fired up? I think it worked. 247, that is the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to call for a free estimate on Season Guard windows. One day from today at this point, we'll hear from another person who will be fired up. My father, tomorrow at 235. Okay, give me your review that is out now. I want to hear about this place.
All right, Vaughn.
I was wondering how to pronounce it.
Yeah, the first time I went there, I said it, Van.
Van,
and
yes.
And they said, no, Vaughn.
Vaughn, yeah.
Vaughn, the Scandinavian. So very, very fancy, multi-tasting menu. Did you know the neighborhood? Were you familiar with? Because I feel like there's two kinds of people that read this review. The people that know Lake Minnetonka, like the back of their hand, they're like, oh, that was right by the surf shop.
I wouldn't say I know the neighbor like the back of my hand. I mean, I know the western area a little bit, but
so
not.
It is on Lake Minnetonka, but it is not in the snooty part of Lake Minnetonka, not in the Bellacore Alley. So Vaughn is a new restaurant by a great talent, kid named Eric Scar. Do I call everybody under 30 a kid now? I might. So a wonderful chef named Eric Scar, and this is his first place. He used to be at Bachelor Farmer, and it's really beautiful food. You know, it's one of those things where it would take you 10 minutes to kind of list every little thing in the dish.
Yep.
Most wonderful octopus maybe you've ever had. Two-day process of, you know, cleaning it and sous-viding it and cooking it again and basting it in butter, this, that, and the other thing. I mean, it's delectable. If you're one of those people that loves octopus, and I got one of those in my office building, a guy who's just, it's his favorite food of all time. Drop everything, make your Vaughn reservation, get in there. But other than that, I found it a bit extreme. You know, it's kind of one of those places where it's almost like an experience, you know, like every dish has so much going on that you're kind of there to like have the experience of transport and everything's kind of supposed to stop. And I don't know if it was just my mood at the time, but it just felt a little too precious for me.
Mm-hmm.
But then I just felt bad. It's like, this guy is cooking his heart out. He's doing beautiful things. So what if it's precious and expensive? That's part of what we do in life. Sometimes we do precious, expensive things. And why am I in this, you know, what's wrong with me that I'm like not feeling it? So, so it was a journey of the soul for a critic who recognized a great place and just also didn't really love it.
All right, let's get to Richfield and the schools, because two of us have talked about it a lot. I've talked about it numerous times. This is another case where the schools handled it incredibly wrong, where they're throwing food away. They're drawing attention to the kids. And it's literally against state law now, right?
It's humiliating.
To shame and humiliate. I get the concept of right now, we don't have school lunches for free. So if you have parents who have the wherewithal to spend the money and they don't, and they're just being irresponsible, I get how some schools are trying to say, come on, your kids and all these other activities, you should pay.
Don't care. It's so humiliating.
Well, hang on. Let me finish stuff first, because I do care. I care a lot when people are shirking their responsibilities and they can pay it and they're just being lazy. Because that part of the story, you can have that conversation also and also say it is absurd to look a kid in the eye who's 10, 16, and literally embarrass them in front of others and take food that's available and throw it away. So I think you can do both those conversations, because some people just aren't responsible. And I don't want to take those folks all off the hook either.
I don't want to take those people off the hook, but let's actually talk about irresponsible parents. I went to public school and I knew some highly irresponsible parents. I knew some parents that were smoking weed all day. I knew some parents that had abandoned their families and gone off with their secretaries, and the children were in the dark in the home, and the fathers were driving their Jaguars around. You know, so what do you do in that instance? You don't know the details of what's going on in people's houses. You don't, and you have children who are hungry. I mean, that's just so absurd. We live in the Silicon Valley of food. You could not have more farming, more Fortune 500 companies that do amazing things with food. We are the wealthiest society in the history of time, and particularly in Minnesota, we are rich in grain and food, and we can feed children whether their parents are terrible or not. You got the worst parents in the world? That's terrible. And now you're going to starve?
No one is advocating for that. No one is advocating for that. Richfield screwed this up. School after school after school screwed it up. If we get to a point where we can now pay for all kids' lunches, I'm all for it. And if we have to pay taxes for it, I'm all for it. So I'm calling out the schools, and Richfield should be embarrassed by what they did. My point is, if you have a kid and the kid is in numerous other activities where they're writing checks, the idea that schools just have to say, because other kids can't afford this, we can't try to get these other families to pay, I don't accept that. I just don't. You can go to those kids' parents and pursue them and still try to hold them to a level of standard when they've just, some of these folks have just decided that they're not paying for this. But to then cause their kids to not eat, I think that's awful. But I don't think we just have to say, hey, it's over. Nobody has to pay until we change the policy.
There's child abuse throughout this, you know, world. There's financial child abuse. There's physical child abuse. I mean, I just don't, you know, you want to say like, yes, go after the parents. I'm all for it. I also don't, as a citizen, I don't want children coming up who think that schools are cruel and indifferent to their needs. I don't want children in my kids' classrooms who are starving. It makes them crazy, and it's not good for anybody.
11 o'clock Saturday, more of these bullets will be fired. What do you have?
Oh, we're talking about different ways of cooking so that you can use one batter and do many different things with it.
I like it. Very, very good. Thank you, Dara.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.